From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present, coming to you from New York's Finger Lakes region. We'll open the hour with the great tenor sax icon Dexter Gordon, and a cut from the album Homecoming, live at the Village Vanguard. These sessions were recorded on December 11th and 12th of 1976 at the famous New York City Jazz Club. Celebrating Dexter Gordon's homecoming, he returned to the U.S. after living in Europe for many years. He's in a quintet here with Woody Shaw on trumpet, Ronnie Matthews on piano, Stafford James bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. This is a Woody Shaw original, Little Red's Fantasy.
Thank you.
The duo of bassist Daniel Schlepi and pianist Mark Copeland. A track from their album More Essentials, the follow-up to their duet album entitled Essentials. We listened to LST. The Dexter Gordon Quintet before that recorded live at the Village Vanguard in 1976. The album Homecoming, released as a double LP on Columbia in 1977. And a piece written by trumpeter Woody Shaw, Little Red's Fantasy. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with the guitar of Mark Whitfield, going back to 1990 for the album The Marksman. He's in a quartet here with Marcus Roberts on piano, Reginald Veal on bass, and Herlin Riley on drums. This is the opening track and the title track, The Marksman. Thank you.
the silver lining. Whene'er a cloud appears in the blue, remember somewhere the sun is shining. And so the right thing to do is make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
That's a track from Vibes player Lem Winchester. Lem's sound was heavily influenced by that of Milt Jackson. Unfortunately, he never had the opportunity to carve out his own unique voice in modern jazz, as both his career and his life were cut short in early 1961 when he was killed as a result of a handgun accident. He was only 32 years old. He had released 4 albums up to that point. We listened to a track from his best-known recording, Winchester Special, recorded in 1959, with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. We heard The Dude. Before that, Chet Baker on trumpet and vocals, sessions recorded in February of 1954, and he was backed by Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums. Look for The Silver Lining. That's available as part of a 4-CD box set on the Valentine label. The album Chet Baker Sings, the complete 1953-62 vocal studio sessions, featuring Chet on both trumpet and vocals for some very memorable tracks. If you're a fan of either his trumpet playing or his singing, this is definitely a box set to check out. And we began the set with Mark Whitfield on guitar, leading his quartet through The Marksman, the title track from that Warner Brothers release from 1990. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the program, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you want to look up this particular show, look for program number 1530. We'll begin our final set of the hour with music of the Odin Pope Quartet. Odin Pope on tenor sax, Matt Davis on guitar, Michael Taylor on bass, and Craig McIver on drums. This is a track from the 2006 release To the Roach, the Roach in this case being iconic drummer Max Roach. For over 2 decades, Odin was a member of the Max Roach Quartet. The track we'll be listening to, Plant Life. Thank you.
never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow, the candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark, but the spoils on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
From Germany, a piano, bass, and drums trio calling themselves Triossence, a combination of the terms trio and essence, going back to 2005 for their album Away for a While. At the time, the trio was Bernhard Schuller, piano, Pascal Niggenkemper, bass, and Stefan Emig on drums. We listened to Springville. Before that, vocalist Cynthia Felton and a track from her second album. Her debut album, Afro Blue, was a tribute to the music of Oscar Brown Jr. Her second album, Come Sunday, the music of Duke Ellington, featuring a wide array of material from the Ellington songbook. And she's backed by several icons of jazz on this release. On the track we heard, I'm Beginning to See the Light, she was backed by Ernie Watts on tenor sax, John Beasley, piano, John B. Williams, bass, Lorca Hart, drums, and Ronald Muldrow on piano. She's also backed on this recording by the likes of Terry Lynn Carrington, Wallace Roney, Jeff Tane Watts, Tony Dumas, and Patrice Rushen, among many other icons. And that recording self-released on her own Felton Entertainment label. And we began our final set of the hour with the Odin Pope Quartet, Odin Pope on tenor sax, from his homage to drummer Max Roach, the album To the Roach, we heard Plant Life. And unfortunately, that does it for this hour of jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Please send your feedback my way. I very much appreciate hearing from my listeners. And if you want more information about the music featured on today's program, or if you'd like to stream this episode again, head over to our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Join me again when you can, won't you, for another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.